Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olomukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngoMvulo mhlaka 11 Mbimbitho 2024 nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze khangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapho abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Uqale namhla eHarare umhlangano weZimbabwe US Business Forum ubuthanise osomabhizinisi babo leZimbabwe labakwele America.
So simangile namhla sivuka sathola iBulawayo yonke ivulwe ngamapolice la nxa sibhalisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapolisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandleni ekuzinjiwe.
Abacele lebandla leMthokazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jirumbo Mudenda bathi babinjwe ngamapolisa ukuba batshengisele namhla koBulawayo. Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi okwamanje kusobala ukuba bazaphinda ukungqikelana kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakwelemerika umnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans lomongameli Joseph Biden ngumademocrats. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizalandela. Osomabhizimusi bakwaleZimbabwe lakwabamelika abaqale umhlangano wabo namhla eHarare weZimbabwe US Business Forum bathi bafisa ukuqheliswa okwezinga laphezulu kobudlelwano phakathi kwabosomabhizimusi bamazwe omabili, kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni omkhulu oqoqwele uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Investment Development Agency ZIDA ohlose ukuba kuqheliswe ubudlelwano phakathi kwamabhizimusi amazwe la womabili. Okhokhela iZIDA umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthe kuyadanisa ukuba eleZimbabwe lokuthengiselana okuphansi kakhulu lelemelika lona elomnotho olesisindo esikhulu emhlabeni jikelele. Umoyo uthe bahlose ukuba amankampani akwelemelika amukele lokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuba bazetshala imali elizweni.
Osomabhizimisi ukuthi bafake imali kumabhizimisi aseZimbabwe ukusungula amabhizinesi amatsha, ukuqhelisa amabhizinesi akhona. Yikho esikhangeleleyo njengeZIDA. Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze khangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapho abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Uqhubeke sithi kuminyaka esanda kwedlula elemelika belingazimiselanga ukutshala imali kuleli ngenxa yamazwi akhuluma kubingele Zimbabwe aphuma embikweni eyethulwa ngabezindaba esithi unethemba lokuba lokhu kuzaguquka.
Ukukhulumisana kwethu le-United States bekungani kuyahlupha, kodwa sibona ngani kuyancibilika. Nxa sikhangele ukukhulumisana kwethu njengabosomabhizimisi kuyancibilika ukukhulumisana.
Usomabhizimisi wakwelemelika omele amankampani akwelemelika kulumbuthano umnumzana Ricardo Beris uthe bafuna ukuzwa ngamathuba amabhizimisi kwele Zimbabwe.
To hear and listen to some of the officials that have shared both opportunities that are hearings in from ZIDA, hearing from the ambassador, it is very encouraging. And so I think we move forward with more confidence on the opportunities that lies here on the ground.
Besilapha silalele amathuba atholakala eZimbabwe. Sitshelwe ngabe ZIDA la ngumeli weZimbabwe kwele Melika. Kulethemba elikhulu ngoba amathuba akhona kuleli.
Ummeli weZimbabwe kwele Melika umnumzana Thaddeus Chifamba uthi bathemba ukuba osomabhizimusi bakwele Melika bazathola intshukuntshu yokuzetshala imali elizweni ngemva kokulwazi oluzaphuma kulomhlangano.
So we would want more and more American business persons to come to Zimbabwe to see for themselves the investment landscape that exists here and help change the narrative, the negative narrative of Zimbabwe.
Sifuna osomabhizimusi abanengi abavela kwele Melika ukuba beze eZimbabwe bazibonele bancedise ukuguqula indlela eleZimbabwe elikhangelwa ngayo.
Eminyakeni elithume edluleyo elemelika leZimbabwe athengiselana impahla engaba lesisindo sokuyizigidi ezifika amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola $600 million, okuyisisindo esibikwa siphansi kakhulu. Iqula labo somabhizimusi abasuke esigabeni eseGeorgia kwelemelika libikwa liqale ukuya kwele South Africa kumalanga asanda kwedlula. Lisuka eZimbabwe leliqula likhangelelwe ukuya kwele Zambia lingakagqibi uhambo lwalo emazweni awezwekazi leAfrika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga ecele lebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Chilumbo Mudenda, lo mnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo athi namhla avinjwe ngamapholisa ukuba atshengisele kobulawayo ukwenzela ukuveza ukungasekeli kwabo uhlelo lokuhlela umbhuqazwe wegugurawundi oluzaqhutshwa lonyaka zinduna emaphandleni eMatabeleland. Umudenda ophethe okwesikhatshana isihlalo somgcinisihlalo webandla leli uthi amapholisa abegcwele edolobheni leli loba benelise ukuhambisa ingwalo zabo ezijulileyo ezimumethe izikhalazo zabo kubaphatha intambo bakarhulumente. Ngasebenzisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana George Jaramba obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko yofiseni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi uhlelo lolu lwenzelwa ukuba abantu bekhumisane umlota ngokubulawa kwezihlobo labangani ngesikhathi sombhuqazo wegugurawundi. Umdenda uthi awumangalisi okwenziwe ngamapholisa.
2 weeks back, staff again notification in my police said, who is PJ, Shaka Levin, Namusha, in Uyman, against the Indabay government of Zimbabwe, Indabay Emerson Nangagwa, who is 17 years to heal or to deal with the issue of Ibu Brown. So Tina, who have this away is Mati, the local police and my police, Escatin is on there. But unfortunately, Antaman Nava Vede is actually by Cherwa ARR. So they never granted that the permission. Basi vukumela opere ukuthi dina rizahamba peacefully abantu abangu 4 or 5 beyoyenda over ama petitions kuma ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela mat south mat north leBulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola iBulawayo yonke izinto ngamapolice la nxa sifanisile ukuyofaka ama petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapolisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlakandlela ekuvinjiwe lapho kade sifuza ukuthi siqalise reponis imatch yethu. So, kuzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Yena kolapho kupetition kolapho vele bathelana ngifuna ukuthi kwenzweni.
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho wezimpawe we United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivume ukuthi umuntu oyenza umbhuqazwe ethonisiswe ngeyinye court decided the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow amachiefs ukuthi ahendle indaba eyombhuqazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke lithi kumele kubanjwe mbala.
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa noSidney Sekeramai noChiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says. We United Nations. Kunoti ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appoint ama-chief abo abasebe banika izimoto abasebe banika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.
Lo ngumnumzana Chilumbo Mudenda omunye wabaphethe okwesikhatshana isikhundla somgcinisihlalo webandla lemthwakazi Republic Party. Sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. I-Studio 7 ithinte amapholisa ecingweni kodwa alile ukuthathwa amazwi athi abe-MRP bebengaphiwanga ilungelo lokutshengisela kobulawayo kodwa kawaninganga isizathu sokungaphenduli isicelo sabo. Izakhamizi zesikhintini semangwe esigabeni seMathabeleni South zicela uhulumende ukuba bhange abasize ngokudla, ukubagebhela izibholane lokubadingela ukudla kwezifuyo esezingaselwa madlelo ngenxa yokungani kahle kwezulu lonyaka, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi izakhamizi lezi zisabelwa ukudla ezimnyama eMqegula Business Center phansi kohlelo lwe-Lean Food Program olukhokhelwa inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eye-World Food Program bemanyene lohlangothi lwentuthuko lenswelo kaZulu kuhulumende weMelika olwe-United States Agency for International Development labenhlanganiso eye-World Vision. Abanye abathole ukudla ngosuku lolu unkosikazi Cecilia Nyoni othi babhekane lendlala esabekayo.
Ah, siyalamba kuzima lemasimini kuchile kakhulu. Inkomo ziyasihlupha sizibona imfutho phakathi kwamasimu. Sidlala khona kube sekuyizimini sokuchile vele.
Ukansila ka-Ward 2 eMangwe uMnumzana Chechukuza Ngwenya ucela uhulumende ukuthi aphathise engakhanyeli bala lomuntu ngoba uhlupho lusabalele kuzifuyo abalima ngazo lakuzakhamizi.
Hayi, indlala ikhona inkulu kakhulu, sicela ukuncediswa mpela kakhulu ngesandla esingathi siyengezelele, ngoba kuyabe kungathi kuyafanana uma kuthola abantu abalutshwana kusho ukuthi labantu abaningi bazazoboleka.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende elangena phansi kohlelo leproportional representation eMangwe unkosikazi Evelyn Ndlovu ucela ukuba uhulumende engalibali izifuyo esezithwele nzima ngokuswela amanzi kanye lamadlelo.
That more boreholes be drilled and that we put feeding trophies within each borehole. So we really appealing to you for the feed for the animals.
Sicela lisihambisele ilizwi kumongameli usicelele ukudla kwenkomo, amanzi, amabhoholo lokudla komuntu wonke kwacha njengoba ubona lawe minister.
Ekhuluma eMangwe ngosuku lolu umphathi intambo kahulumende obona ngenhlelo zokuncedisa abaswelayo uMnumzana July Moyo uchaze ukuba uzahambisa izikhalazo zezakhamizi kumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa.
Sechibagwe muno chine chabva mukumbira kune paitwa namambo wenyika president kuti kuno kwangu kuZimbabwe kwaita zvara.
Ngizamazisa umongameli uhlanganisa lomphathi ntambo obona ngezokulima njalo silokudla okubuyayo kuvela eRussia njalo sikhangelele ukucela kumazwe abalisa iChina leMelika iWFP leEU.
Uhulumende ngaphansi kogatsha lwezokulima uthi usaphakathi kokuhlolisisa ukuba bangaki abantu abadinga usizo lokudla elizweni lonke jikelele kanye lokuncipha kwamadlelo emaphandleni kubangelwa ikoma okubaselwa yisikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esihlasele umhlaba wonke. Uhulumende uthi kusukela ngomnyaka odlule sekufe izifuyo eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezilithumi 9875 njalo inani leli lilakho ukwedlula lapho ngoba abanye abakhulumi ukuthi sebefelwe yizifuyo. ELeZimbabwe libhekane lendlala eyesabekayo ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu nyakenye lalonyaka. Isigaba seMathabeleland North yiso esihlaselwe kakhulu yindlala ukwedlula indawo zonke zelizwe njalo sihamba phambili ngenani labadinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 isePlumtree ezimnyama ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ye-Amnesty International ikhuphe ugwalo oluveza indubo ezibhekane labesifazane abachapha imingcele besiyathenga impahla yokuthengisa. Ugwalo lolu lubhalwe kulandela ukucwayisisa okwenziwe emazweni athi iMalawi, Zambia leZimbabwe, njalo luveza indaba ezigoqela ukudlwengula, ukuthathela impahla, udlakela uswelakala kwendawo zokuhlala umumo wezamabhizimusi lezimota abahamba ngazo phakathi kokunye. Ugwalo lolu luveza njalo ukuthi amazwe amathathu la abhekane lodubo lolu awakathathi isivumelwano somhlaba we-International Labour Organization 2019 Violence and Harassment Convention Instrument ovikela amalungelo abesifazana ukuthi ube ngumthetho. Umphathintambo wendaba zabesifazana uNkosikazi Monica Mtswango ikhuluma emkhosini ukuthakazelela usuku lwabesifazana ngeviki edlulileyo wathi kule nhlelo eziningi ezokuvikela abesifazana eziqhutshwe nguhulumende kodwa welekela ngokuthi kusakuningi okumele kwenziwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uDabo kaNcube Studio 7 uxoxe lolwela amalungelo kwaZulu ekunhlanganiso yeNakhora uMnumzana Evindlela Ncube.
Luzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lolu daba kodwa njalo luhle kakhulu ukuthi luphume lube semphakathini ukuze uZulu azi, uhulumende azi, bonke abathintekayo abangancedisa ukuthi kulungiswe bazi. Kusiya phambili kakhozadikazi, ngakho-ke ukungalungiswa kuzabe kuwukuthi siyehluleka njengabantu, wehlulekile uhulumende kanjalo. Ngakho-ke kuqakathekile ukuthi lolu daba luthathwe ngendlela eqinileyo, lulungiswe masinyane ngokuba luyalimaza kakhulu. Ukuhlukuluzwa kwabomama kuyinto embi kakhulu.
Kulolu gwalo lukhuluma njalo ngokuthi kulamazwe amathathu kuphela ase Southern Africa akwanisa ukuthi athathe umthetho we-International Labour Organization ovikela abesifazane kodwa iZimbabwe ayikho phakathi kwamazwe la. Lokhu libona sengathi kumi njani?
Kuyinto embi kakhulu ukuthi kube njalo. Bekufanele ukuthi njengabantu abadlula ezimpini bedinga amalungelo kungabi khona umuntu ongelalungelo phakathi kwelizwe, ilungelo labesifazana lilungelo loluntu lokho esithi yi-human rights. Ngakho-ke kumele uhulumente akusukumele khona lokho. Zonke nje izinto eziyizivumelwano zamalungelo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kumele zenziwe zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe, kungabi khona okusaliceleni. Kungabe kuphathelene ne-torture, kungabe kuphathelene ne-democracy lokubanjwa kwama-election labomama labasha labantwana, konke kumele sikuthathe kuzosincedisa ukukhulisa amalungelo abantu bonke phakathi elizweni leZimbabwe.
Kungaba kuyini okwenza ukuthi uhulumende engagijimela ukuthi athathe izivumelwano lezi azifake zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe?
Bengahambisani lalokho ezikuthoyo, engavumelani lamalungelo lawo abantu abaphiwayo. Ungakhangela nje isibanga sesithethwe kungazange kwalethwa i-Convention Against Torture. Khona lokho kuyaveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi akunakufuqa kakhulu ngokuphathene lelungelo loluntu phakathi kwahulumente. Nanxa i-constitution yethu kuwenza kucace ukuthi i-torture ukuhlukuluza kakuvumelekanga, asikasithathi lesi sivumelwano somhlaba sisilethe sibe sisebenze phakathi kwelizwe. Ngakho-ke kuyinto enye yalezo zinto kumele sibone ukuthi njengabantu beZimbabwe siyayiguqula ukuthi uhulumende noma ngophi ngokhona ozayo bonke bathathe izivumelwano zomhlaba zamalungelo ngendlela eqinileyo.
UMnumzana Evindlela Ncube ulwela amalungelo oluntu esebenza lenhlanganiso yeNakhora ubexoxa ecingweni loDabo kaNcube kweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Weziphathelane leMelika namhla sixoxa loMnumzana Higgins Msimanga odabuka eZimbabwe ohlela kule Melika ngokhetho oluzayo. Kusase kukhangelelwe ukuba ibandla lama-Republicans lelama-Democrats azaqhubekela phambili ngokhetho lwama-primaries ezabelweni ezitshiyeneyo. Incwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi okwamanje kusobala ukuba waye ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump uzakhethwa ngama-Republicans ukuthi-ke njalo kukhethwe uMnumzana Joe Biden kubandla lama-Democrats loba esaphikiswa ngabanye abafisa uncedisa kukhetho olukhulu lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Sixoxe lo Msimanga ngodaba lolu.
Ya, abantu bazokhetha abakukhethayo ngoba phela lapha sisezweni okuthiwa i-democratic government. Angithi abantu yibona okufanele ukuthi babe ne-power yokuthi bakhethe ba.
Ye, singathi-ke khonokho abakwenzayo kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi bakwenze kathesi kusiya phambili?
I think lama-primary ngakuthi abantu babone ukuthatha uthi ubone ukuthi kushona kangani nxa umfulu ugcwele. So iprimary yabasiza ukuthi babone ukuthi abantu ba gravitate towards who between those two guys.
Yeah,
so it's important for people to know going forward ukuthi hayi kungathi kume kanye.
Yeah, nxa sikhangela kodwa ama Democrats sikhangela njalo ama Republicans singathi vele abantu labo kusaziyo ukuthi bazangena kukhetho, ngakho ke ama primaries abaziqhakathe kangalani.
Ngokuhamba kwezinto empeleni ukuthi i politics yalapha seyangcola nje. Ngiyakhuluma ukuthi abantu bayakhetha, but kunabantu abangaphezulu abanezimali ezinkulu abayibona abakhethayo. They can set up who is going to win and who is going to lose. Iyona into yakhona engathi isi ifi engathi sesifuna ukuba ngalawa okwenziwe emazweni anjengawethu Zimbabwe. It's not realistic ukuthi abantu ibona abakhethayo. Sekune ne influence enkulu from the parties that influences how people should vote.
Yes, ngathi ngamanye amankampani into njalo labo businessmen abafundisi singafaka lokho kuyabakhunjuka.
Yebo, kunjalo, kunjalo.
Akuhluphi lokho umsebenzi? Akuhluphi nxa sikhangela i-democracy?
Kuyahlupha. Ngabe akuseyona i-democracy. I always say kubantu, I don't know why the other party went to a democratic party, because to me, the democratic party yona engathi is so ignorant about what democracy is. I-democracy kubona ngabantu labo abaphezulu abanezimali ezinkulu. Abanandaba noma-American ama-democrats. I-democratic party ayinandaba.
Sikhangela ke ukuthi kusasa khonapho lukhetho oluqakathekileyo kuyaphuma ngapha, siyakubona vele umnumzana Donald Trump kuma-democrats ngumongameli Biden. So kuyiwa phambili, kwenzakalani?
Sekuyikuthi phela bazama ukuzisho ukuthi lawo mangaba abaqambayo bazokwenza lokhu nalokhu for the country, ukuze nxa sekuza ama-final voting ngo-November abantu bachoose on the basis of those promises, which most of the time are not authentic promises, but that's the way it is. Nxa sekusuka lapho kusiya phambili, it's not also about purely how many people voted for how many. Vane system yabo, I'm sure uyayazi wena Kudube, ngoba kulezo zinto mina I'm not very much there. Kunama delegates about 7 sayo for each state. Angikwazi ukuthi asebenza kanjani lawo ma-delegates eyona a-decide-ayo ukuthi kuzowinwa kanjani, kuzoluzwa kanjani.
Ngabe kankasi abantu indaba yewela nxa betshela ezinye izinto. Siyakuyozela lokhu, sigebhe amadibha endaweni ongelankomo khona, siyenze lokhu lalokhu, imigwaqo ngaphi ngaphi. Indawo abantu bewela kukhonokho.
Ye, lezo zithembiso phela. Kunjalo, ngikubona kufana nakhona oseZimbabwe, kuma-African countries. Lezo zithembiso yizizona ezi-influence abantu, what they are going to do. And we still believe our leaders that they are going to do what they say.
Lo, umnumzana Huggins Msimanga, odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule Melika, wexoxa le-Studio 7, eseMarietta, eGeorgia. Okwamanje othi siphe lina ithuba lina abalaleli bakaStudio 7 ukuze liphe imbono yenu ngokwenzakala endaweni ezithiyeneyo.
Studio 7 nabo bonke abalandeli nabathandi bokulalela izindaba, linjani linjani linjani. NguBernard Khumalo oqhamuka laphana kosikhobokhobo enkayi kwelasezini ngisemzansi lapha komaqhelwane ngukhomishina lonageti laphana. Ngibabaza indlala ekhona isadakhe yonke lo nyaka amadoda ngisithi mina ikakhulu kubafuyi. Ngithanda ukuxwayisa ukuthi ma ngabe unenkomo ezithi 20 manje zisaqinile ungathandabuzi ukuthatha ezingu-5 uzidayise, udinga ukudla nemithi yezinye ngoba kothi kuphela unyaka ungabe ungasela lutho esibayeni. Yisi sixwayiso engiza naso namhlanje lapha mayelana ngomumo womkhathi okhona, indlala esibhekane layo linjani. Kodwa heyi, mehlo madala dala sacina ukuxoxa.
Bonge njalo ithuba, sifingelele Studio 7. Yalalayilayo sesiyizwile futhi ukuthi la bantu be-ZANU PF baqhubeka besebenzisa ama-ofisi obuhulumende abakuwo ukubamba abantu inkunzi, abantu abangasebenziyo abahluphekayo elizweni. Kambe ukugebha imigodi, ukufaka amasola, ukugamula inkuni, ukubavama ubagola amaqimbi ehlahleni izinto ezifana lalezo zonke lezinto sifuna imali kizo bahlangana phi bona le nto enezankulunkulu ezintweni abantu abazenzela zona emakhaya kambe lake la uzwakhe lokho abantu makuwukuthi into le ayibaphathi kahle abaphathekanga kahle unless makuwukuthi ubona ku-right bantu bezimbabwe makuwukuthi into le liyibona i-wrong ayiphathi kahle tira nokhansila labo labo MP laba bayibathi bebhoda labo bedinga amavoti ukuthi into le yababuyele bayatshela uhulumende wabo lo ukuthi khona asifuni le nto le njalo kasiyithandi makuyukuthi andesi makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo esengu-landlord nasesingamaroja kuleli lizwe ya sizabhatala but makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo ufakwe yithi abantu singayithi abantu uzibuse lo abakhuluma ngaye lathi uyasebenza lakithi kuzamele ubonakale ngokuthi basihloniphe bayiyeke le nto le asifuni asiyifuni le nto le yokubhadalisa into ezingelangqondo ngenxa yokuthi badinga imali yokufundisa kuyafundisa abantu abophetshiya le bebetete emuka besiyayelatshwa khona le phetshiya thinasise ezibhedlela zempilo abafowethu labodadewethu bayafa la labogogo bethu bayafa ezibhedlela lapho akula mithi le mali yakhona leyo akwaziwa lokuthi bayisaphi ngoba izikolo lamakilinika siyazakhela kula ma-ambulensi emakhaya yokusijwayela nje lokho abakwenzayo lokhu bakwedlalela kithi ngiyabonga uma singakobulawa ephumula emadokini
bantu be-studio 7 sisebenze ezinhlezi sinike iindaba ezimnandi ake ngikhulume lokho okuncane angifuna ukubanda ngokukhuluma liyabona umbangazwelo okhona wamabandla ezombosazwe lo kusukela izanu kubuyele kodwa kuthiwa i-TPC kube imthokazi Republic Party kubuyizaphu asiyombangazwe yokukhulula abantwana babantu le imbangazwe yokuzithengela imali ukuthi ungarejista kuphela suphiwe imali kuphela urejiste suphiwe imali ukuthi le party yakho enje akuyindawo lokhu ngumlilo wama-newspaper yokudlala ngesikhathi lokhu kade awuboni nxa sokuhamba kuhamba kuhamba bawudiza sebeqalisa okunye uhambe bekudiza sebeqalisa okunye kudlala ngeengqondo zabantu akulalutho kukhuphe umuntu lokhu from 1980 abantu besehluke ukukhipha izanu babonani namhla izaphuma into zokudlala njengengqondo zabantu ayiyabona
Studio 7 salibonani isicelo enginaso mina la Studio 7 ngisicela ukubhalelwa amanzi ngoba amanzi sikhangale omfula fanele sijambe umfula sokhamanzi isikotsho sinesikotsho esisodwa so thina imize ngale komfula asinaso isibhorane so sithole kanzima kakhulu ngale mandawe ukuze asinawo amanzi so kunzima kakhulu amanzi bayasaveya mpela bayathola ukuthi akhona kodwa ukuthi bayabhore nkani so siyacela sidusize ukuthi ngathiwa i-government ingangenela basibhorela amanzi ngiyabonga igama ngivusa umuzi sibhatha suka emandawo
sasakaza abathandekayo sanibona nonke esithandekile mhlanga obaba ugandi sabo kancube nikanike basakaza siyabonga lezindaba esizizwayo enisithulela zona sengimangaza yileni entsha le engizwayo le ukuthi nakho sebevimba ujamisa naye noma ethi sezizamile okunye bamvimba kahle kahle bambangisane umntana abantu
labo-ke ngabanye babalaleli bakastudio 7 besiba imbono yabo ngokwenzakala ezimbabwe lingakhohlwa i-livedoc lamhla sikhangela ngesimo sendlala ehlaseleko lezimbabwe singakehlukani zihlobo kuthi sikhangele ezinyekade zisilazo uqale namhla eHarare umhlangano we-zimbabwe yes-business forum obuthangise usomabhizinisi lwemelika labelezimbabwe oluvalisemoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithemba ugibbs dube lilale
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.